Chapter 10. The sound of a barn door opening jostled me from my sleep. I wiped the water from my eyes and watched three figures stroll in. One was Brock, the big man, lumbering my way with the leader of the enforcers at his side. The other man I didn't recognize. He was lean, blonde-haired and blue-eyed, with my sword, Fang, hanging at his side. I would have stood up, but the cage wouldn't allow it. I sat up. I crossed my legs as they approached.
"That's my sword,"
I said, glowering. The man, light eyes intent on my arm, didn't even acknowledge me. Rubbing his hairless chin, he said,
"Peculiar, Barlow, but I don't think he's a demon. No, looks like a curse of some sort."
Barlow, an enforcer, looked at my eyes and then said to the other man,
"But his eyes glowed. All my thoughts left me. I dropped my sword. He doesn't even have a spell book, Jackal."
The Jackal made his way around the cage and stopped alongside the bar I'd bent.
"Too strong to be a wizard. Brock, get over here and fix this. He must have done this. It's practically a new cage."
Brock lumbered over and grabbed the bar. The metal groaned as he pulled it back into position. He grunted at me as he returned to his friend. The Jackal said,
"Well, you are pretty strong, I'll give you that. Probably a good thing Rennie doped you."
The leader, Remy, nodded as he folded his arms across his chest and smiled.
"Care to tell me what this is all about, Jackal?"
I asked. The Jackal wasn't a bad-looking man, but there was a darkness behind his beady eyes. There was something primitive about him. The way he moved was dangerous. He withdrew my sword and cut it through the air a few times.
"This,"
the Jackal said, fingering the blade,
"is amazing. Tell me where you got it. Who made it?"
"Good. He wants something from me. I can use that."
"The Mountain of Doom,"
I said. Fingering the dragon head pommels on the hilt, he said,
"You jest. Am I to believe you stole it from there? No one goes into the mountain and lives."
"That's where it's from, and that's all I know."
"So you were told,"
he shot back. I shrugged.
"Let him think what he wants."
He stuffed Fang back inside the scabbard and said to his men,
"You two would be dead if he had drawn this sword."
Then he turned his attention back to me.
"Why didn't you draw and cut them down? I would have."
"I didn't need it."
"It seems you did."
"The big fellow was fortunate, is all. Next time I won't go so easy."
Brock and Remy laughed.
"I wish I could have been there. But perhaps I can set up another encounter."
"Why don't you set it up now?"
I demanded. Brock smacked his fist into his hand. It sounded like a clap of thunder.
"Fine by me,"
Brock growled. The Jackal's eyes lit up. He liked the idea.
"Good. All I have to do is get out of this cage."
"No, there will be plenty of time for that later. I need him still breathing tonight."
"I don't like how he said that."
"What's the matter?"
I said.
"Are you afraid of Brock getting hurt?"
Brock's fist slammed into the cage.
"I'll break your neck."
"Ha! You couldn't break a chicken leg, you oaf."
"I'll show you,"
he roared, reaching through the bars for my leg.
"Brock, stop it,"
Rennie yelled, trying to pull the big man away.
I jabbed the nail of my dragon thumb into his forearm. Brock's howl shook the roof. I laughed at him as Rennie pulled him back.
You're going to pay for that,
he said, shaking his fist at me. The jackal applauded, saying,
Perfect! Just perfect, eh? Sorry I didn't get your name.
I didn't give it. He waved me off, saying,
No matter. We'll think of something by tonight. Come on, men.
What's tonight? I said, pulling on the bars to my cage. Rennie and Brock both flashed sinister grins as they slid the barn door shut behind them. I stomped my feet and punched the roof of my cage.
Drat! Drat! Double drat!
Again, I was alone. To make matters worse, it seemed they had a short-term plan for me. Death. I yawned. Whatever poison they stuck me with wasn't wearing off. I spit a gummy, salty substance from my mouth, leaned back and sat down. Now was not the time to panic. It was time to think. Excellent, dragon. Look what you've gotten yourself into, I said, tossing my hair over my shoulder. At least the rain had stopped. But now I was thirsty. An hour passed. My stomach growled. My head swam. And I was seeing black spots from time to time. Another hour passed. Nausea set in and cold sweat as well. And I began to shake with the chills. What did they stick me with? I wrapped my arms around my knees and huddled in the cage. And there I lay, spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning.